Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. And she must be a little thing.
Stevie Ray bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Love me some blues. You're gonna, as long as you're listening to my show, you're going to get a little blues every once in a while. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, whether you're buying or selling or running or operating or trying to get rid of a business or planning it or dreaming about it or what, wherever you are in that whole time continuum and that whole process. We've got something you can read or listen to or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Chris Hearn. Chris, the author of The Entrepreneur's Secret to Creating Wealth. He's also the CEO and co-founder of Mercantile Capital Corp. Chris, tell us about your company and what you guys do.
We finance commercial property for small business owners only all around the United States. We've become something of the national experts at doing SBA 504 loans, and we've closed loans in 38 states, Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia, for about $1.2 billion over the last 9.5 years.
I had an SBA 504 loan once.
Okay, good.
If it weren't for that loan back in the day, I probably wouldn't be here today.
Well, there you go.
That loan, in those days I had a good bank, but I wasn't quite strong enough to put together the deal that I needed to put together.
Right.
And the SBA came in, helped me out. My banker was happy about it. It helped to solidify my relationship with my banker. And more than likely, I wouldn't be here today had that loan not gone through with a little help from the SBA. So I encourage folks to check that out. Give folks to the website. Tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
You can. Well, the book is on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Books a Million. It's in retail stores. Any of those places, you can go and check it out. If you want to get a hold of my company, it's 504experts.com. That's the best website.
504experts.com. All right, so check that out, folks. The book is called The Entrepreneur's Secret to Creating Wealth. Okay, let's talk about getting financing. I think a lot of people get stuck, get hung up on the fact that they think they can't get a loan for their real estate that they're wanting to buy. And whether it's 504 loan guarantee by the SBA in conjunction with your bank or straight up with the bank, folks, believe it or not, if you've got a going concern business, if you got an appraisal that you can justify and that you're not paying too much for the property, getting a loan for your bank, building your property might be easier than borrowing money for a computer.
Yeah, I think.
Reason I say that is because banks love real estate loans.
They do. Traditionally, they do. We're coming out of the Great Recession, of course, where banks are more heavily regulated now than probably any time in my generation.
But they need to loan money, Chris. They're not loaning enough money.
Though they're not. That's my point. Is if you're dealing with a bank that's lending right now, yes, they would prefer to lend on commercial real estate than just about any other asset type. You and I,
because they get a legal description.
That's right. Well,
they love serial numbers and legal description. It makes their life so much easier.
Yep, they put a lien on it, God forbid they have to foreclose, at least they have some value.
That's the reason they love it.
That's right. So I mean that's definitely something that's important, and business owners need to look at that. I mean the reality of the situation is we still are dealing with a little bit of a credit freeze right now.
Yeah.
There's still lots of banks out there that are very nervous, especially community banks, because they just don't know. They're getting mixed signals from the regulators of where things are at.
Right.
But having said that, the traditional experience, and you might have had this before, Jim, many years ago when you did your property. Most of the time, if you go down to your bank or your credit union, you're going to talk to a loan officer who's going to tell you that they if they're lending right now on commercial real estate, they're probably lending anywhere from 65% to 80% loan to value. Mm-hmm. What that means is you've got to come up with 20% to 35% as a down payment.
What I talk about in the book
is that may not, for a business owner, a small business owner, that may not be a real good strategic use of your capital.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, if there's an alternative, and there is, that where you only have to put a third to maybe half that down, that's probably something that you ought to explore, especially given that interest rates are probably about the same, if not lower, and the terms are actually longer, which means your monthly payments can be lower. So if you have an option like that, which is really the other big secret I talk about in the book, which is the SBA 504, a lot of people just have never heard of it, they don't know anything about it, and the banking community doesn't do a very good job promoting it, frankly. And I get into all the reasons why that in the book.
And your bank may not be. Program. Some banks are SBA lenders and some aren't.
That's right. Yeah, and you don't want to be their guinea pig, quite frankly.
That's probably true.
Yeah, you really want to deal with somebody who's a specialist at this, and so I encourage people to do a little bit of the research.
And go to your website and find out more about that too, can't they?
They certainly can.
504experts.com, is that right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay, folks, look, I don't care where you get the money. I don't care how you get the money. If you're a small business owner and you're in real estate, which you obviously would be, if you can find a way to own that property or own some property, I mean, just be in the market, Chris. That's the main thing,
isn't
it?
That's right.
And then people are going to look back on this time frame right now and say, man, I wish I'd bought then.
That's exactly right. You know, Bill Gates had a saying back in the early 80s that he had a vision of a computer on every desk. And my vision for many years has been every healthy small business owner ought to own their own computer.
That's exactly right. It's one of the missions I'm on, and I know you are too, Chris. Thanks for being here. Good job today, and well done with the book. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Will you come back again to keep us posted on how things are going?
Absolutely. Love to.
Chris Hearn, ladies and gentlemen. H-U-R-N is his last name. 504experts.com is his website. The Entrepreneur's Secret to Creating Wealth is the book. Check it out wherever books are sold. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.